Bending under pressure, Rebecca Long Bailey told a recent Jewish labor movement hustings that she would welcome the return of Luciana Berger to the Labor Party. Berger, the ultra-Blairite and former Liverpool Wavertree Labour MP, stood for the Lib Dems in Finchley and Golders Green in December, and failed to get elected. The Lib Dems had propped up Cameron's austerity coalition government, and as a party are totally opposed to the interests of the working class. Anybody who stands for the Lib Dems is promoting policies in opposition to everything that the Labour Party should stand for. These individuals should never be allowed back into the Labour Party. Of course, Luciana Berger, when she was a Labour MP, used that platform to publicly slander and vilify her own party. Long Bailey is the sole Corbyn continuity candidate for Labour Party leadership, so for her to not only say that Berger should be allowed to rejoin the party, but should be welcomed, is utterly bizarre. In reality, Long Bailey's stance shows an unwillingness to stand up to the large hostile audience at the hustings. Any Labour Party leader will come under far greater pressures, from the press, from the lobbyists, from political opponents, and so on. And these pressures will pale into insignificance compared to the pressures a Labour Prime Minister will have to face down from the capitalist class at home and abroad. It is not enough to have a vaguely socialist approach and to mean well. A leader of the Labour movement needs to fight for the interests of the working class and stand firm against the class enemy. But she has shown an utter lack of the grit needed to defend these ideas when put under pressure. If this is the best the Labour Party has to offer, then the fight against austerity will have to take place outside the Labour Party. Amnon Cohen, North London.